how did you meet a gentleman by the name of Henry Iba?
Henry Iba is, of course, my second father for all practical purposes. Henry Iba coached at Marysville Teachers College out in western Missouri before he went to Colorado. Immediately after he left Marysville Teachers College, a man named Walter Rulon was a freshman at Marysville Teachers College, and Mr. Iba had already acquired a reputation of being an excellent basketball coach. In fact, he had brothers, and they were notorious for being winners in sports. Rulon, he and I became warm friends, and we worked hard together. He wrote Mr. Iba and asked him whether or not I could have the opportunity to go down to Stillwater to a tryout that Iba had every year. Iba wrote back and said, yeah, sure. So they got me a ticket. I went down to Stillwater, Oklahoma, because it was one of the schools that still had an engineering program plus a basketball program. Mr. Iba had gone from Marysville Teachers College to Colorado University and I think to Capitol Hill High School in Oklahoma City. He gained a reputation in the basketball world as a result of being in the finals for the high school championships back in those days in Chicago. But in any event, Iba said, sure, send him on down for a three-day tryout.
So that was in 1942.
It was 1942. That's correct.
Tell us about your first meeting with him.
Well, the first thing he did was line us all up and tell us who he was. He was going to be the coach. El hombre con huevos. That means the man with the nuggets. He let us know that it was a fact. Anyway, we worked out for 3 days.
But isn't that when he told you how you were to address him?
No, that comes later. Later on, when I finally enrolled in school at Stillwater, he became serious in his direction, and you didn't mess with serious.
So you had to call him Mr. Iba?
Oh, yes. The first day we had formal practice, we all lined up against the wall, maybe 35 or 40 of us. There were a lot of guys that thought that they were going to play basketball for Henry Iba, but they didn't realize who he was. So he came out in a sweatsuit and long warm-up pants. He said, my name is Henry P. Iba. You can call me Coach. You can call me Mr. Iba, but you can't call me anything else until you graduate from this university, and that's what you're here for. So don't fool around. We're here for serious business, and in 3 weeks, there won't be 15 of you left to play basketball at this university. Now, if you want to come back tomorrow, you're welcome, but that's the rules, and those were the rules.
So the next day, did half of them?
Oh, half of them didn't show up.
Was he a very intimidating person?
No, he was a very fair person, and you felt very safe with him. You felt that if you had a problem and you had the need for his counsel, you got it, and you got it fairly, and you got it straightforward. He was sincere in his respect for you if you wanted to be that kind of individual who had to recognize what work was all about. You and Mr. Iba got along just great.
He lined all of you up, and you were actually 6'10", 6'11".
That's right.
At that time. Yeah.
Probably weighed 180 pounds at that time.
How did he talk to you? I mean, was this a wonderful thing? Man, I've got a winner here because this guy's 6'11". How did he address
that?
That
was an interesting, at the end of the tryout session, where he called an individual who was still left, and he told him whether you had potential or you did not. I remember going into his office and sitting on the couch. He said, Bob, I don't know whether you can play college basketball or not. But if you want to work out, follow the rules and give me everything that you've got to work with, I'll help you get through college. I said, that sounds like a good deal to me. He and I became warm friends and had good success.
Did he work specifically with you then?
We had a couple of guys that were graduates. There's assistant coaches that throwing the ball back and forth, correcting foot speeds and this type of thing. But he did occasionally. There were several occasions when we were trying to develop individual skills, and he and I shot just a post shot, which is a shot in the game where you got your back to the basket and you turn with either hand and shoot the ball. Well, I was tall enough I could shoot it over the top of most people. I remember one afternoon we shot between 200 and 300 shots. Finally, he got it through my head what the hell I was supposed to be doing.
Coach Iba.
Yes.
And the two of you made that many shots.
Yeah, it was 6 o'clock before we got out of the gymnasium that afternoon. He had spies all over town. If we had girlfriends, he knew about it. If anybody was sneaking some green beer during the war years, why, he knew about that. The experience that we had with him going to New York on a train, we went to New York, saw Oklahoma, Andy Get Your Gun, all the good shows every year, and we'd go twice a year probably to New York City, and we were in Talcott.
So you went that first year in 1942, you played in New York.
We went to New York, and we played in the New York Invitational Tournament. We got beat by DePaul University, and they had a guy that was a pretty good basketball player named George Mikan.
George Mikan was as notable as you were because he also stood 6'10".
That's right.
Perhaps 6'11". He weighed 245 pounds. They said he moved awkwardly because of his frame, and he wore thick glasses because he was nearsighted.
He became pretty proficient.
That was the first time, then, that...
We met him. We lost in the tournament, and we had to play the University of Kentucky. We lost that game, too, because one of the senators from Kentucky had one of our players' military leave canceled. Floyd Burdett was a captain in the Air Force and was also enrolled in Stillwater at Oklahoma State as a member of the Oklahoma State basketball team. What I think Happy Chandler did was that he wired the commandant where Floyd Breck was in charge of something, I don't know, but Floyd Burdett taught me a great deal about playing the game of basketball as an individual big man, because Floyd, although he said he was 6'6", he was really about 6'7", I guess. When Floyd had to go back, that weakened our team to the extent that we didn't have the power on our side that we needed, so we got beat. The next year we went back, I was a junior, and I went back, and there was nobody to go back to the basketball team except me. We went and won the national championship with one returning player, me.